Weekend Breakfast on Cape Talk. Call us on 021 446 0567.
Jacob Moshokwa will be chatting to us in a moment or two about the new Nissan Qashqai, but let's take a quick call from Umalesela in Simonstown. Hello.
Hello, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I heard you saying something about somebody correcting you pronouncing Canal Walk or whatever you said.
Yes.
I don't think you have to worry about that, brother. I think as long as the message is true, there are a lot of people who can pronounce anything, but as long as the message comes through, we know what the person is talking about. There's people who always have to correct you on pronunciation, but they can't even say your name. I don't understand. And on the Jacob Zuma thing, I don't think you have to always had to run away and say on the risk of sounding like you're defending. The truth is the truth. What he said is what he said. So if anybody is going to come and try to bend the truth, no matter how wrong he is, what he's done in the country, but what he said must not be distorted and then be said as if, because he's wrong in the government, anything he said, even if you say it wrong yourself or whoever, we have to take it.
Malesela, thank you very much indeed for your call. Do you enjoy the remainder of your Saturday?
Cape Talk, Car Talk.
Jacob Moshokwa, firstly, before we talk about the Nissan Qashqai, by the way, we were talking about Minister Malusi Gigaba, more from the aesthetics point of view as opposed to his state-captured Ministry of Finance. And somebody said that the minister reminds them of you.
What?
In terms of looks, yeah. And I remember going, maybe I would need to see Jacob in a suit, because I've never seen you in a suit ever in the few times that I've seen you. And I just can't see any kind of even close resemblance between the two of you.
It's the first I'm hearing of that. I do like his taste in suits. So
he does
maybe
have
up my game and dress a little more dapper. Maybe we'd look more alike.
He does have a fine tailor. I think there are very few other men that I know of or I'm, you know, exposed to on a regular basis who have that fine a cut as far as their suits are concerned.
And here I was thinking you're going to ask me about my Candy Crush skills.
How are your Candy Crush skills?
Not very good, not very good. And you won't catch me playing Candy Crush anywhere near Parliament, that's for sure.
No, for sure. Out of interest, what did you make of President Cyril Ramaphosa's first State of the Nation address yesterday?
I do like how positive and how the feedback has been taken. He sounds quite positive, and I like how people are receiving him. I managed to listen for about 30 minutes on my drive home yesterday. And the fact that he's trying to empower small business owners as well as creating jobs, if he does concentrate on all of that, I think it would be quite an interesting few months coming ahead. I like the fact that plans are in place and he's going to make a plan for the jobless people and the small business owners.
Yeah, he's got quite a bit of work ahead of him, and I suppose his administration as well. And he has put deadlines. He would say, for example, within the first quarter, this is what's going to happen. We will realize A, B, C, D. And therefore, he has really set out a wonderful means for us in the media, and I imagine the opposition parties, as well as civil society and journalists, South Africans, to hold them to account to the promises that he has made. But it is to the Nissan Qashqai that we turn. This is a Qashqai with some small updates, right? It's not a new one altogether.
Yeah, it's a facelifted Nissan Qashqai. But if you look at the history of Qashqai in South Africa, it's almost 10 years since the first crossover compact SUV made it here, and it was the Nissan Qashqai. So in line with what Nissan has been releasing in the past year or so, they've released quite a few models. They've upped the tech on this new Qashqai. So the key changes that you'd see are the LED lights, as well as the bigger wheels, 17-inch, 18-inch, and 19-inch sizes in terms of the wheel choice. And also the interior of the car. The facelifted Qashqai has a lot of the tech that the new X-Trail has as well, and the Nissan Patrol, and that includes intelligent forward collision warning. It's got a blind spot warning as well. These are the few things that the previous generation Qashqai didn't have. But I don't think Nissan has to do a lot in terms of putting in and bragging about all this tech that to try and sell the car. Qashqai has been quite popular in terms of selling, and it appealed to a lot of South Africans. I always say when I drive a crossover SUV that it's not only a car that appeals to somebody like me, it appeals to families, it appeals to first-time car buyers who happen to have a bigger budget when they're looking to buy a car. It appeals to somebody like even my mother, who takes weekends away out in the bush. It's a car that appeals to her. And I don't think any of this new tech would make a Nissan Qashqai buyer actually further go into trying to buy the car. I think they'd buy the car regardless. And in terms of what these cars are specced with, I mean, a surround sound system with 7 speakers, and now they've got the qualities of both premium sound systems. So in terms of the quality and the technology of this car, it does not disappoint at all.
I suppose one of the elements that makes it so popular is its pricing, because if you think of the Mazda CX-5, the Kia Sportage, Hyundai Tucson, as well as the Toyota RAV4, that's the space really that it's competing in, and it's very well priced for that segment of the buying public.
Exactly, Africa. They're not going crazy in terms of putting these massive engines in these cars. I mean, a simple entry-level 1.2 turbo comes in at 334,000 Rand, while you can up that and maybe you want the automatic, the CVT engine, also 1.2 turbo, and that's 381,000 Rand. Anything more, like on test, I got to drive the 1.5 diesel Accenture Plus. And that's around 407,000 Rand. As soon as you're spending anything over 400,000 Rand, obviously it's a bigger decision. But if you're spending 330,000 Rand for the 1.2 standard, it's a good buy. It's definitely a good buy, because the likes of Mazda CX-5, like you said, goes around the same price range, as well as the Hyundai Tucson. You end up starting to look at things like the 6-year warranty and the 3-year service plan that comes with the car. You start comparing those kind of things with the likes of the Mazda and the likes of the Hyundai, and that's where you see that Nissan actually prides itself with doing a lot of good after sales service. And in terms of what I drove, going back to the little engine derivatives of what they offer, look, the 1.5 automatic was definitely a lot more powerful in terms of torque, but the 1.2 that I drove, I didn't find the fact that the manual option is a better option. I drove the car for easily about 45 minutes to an hour, and got stuck in a bit of Joburg traffic, and I found that a manual in Joburg traffic just doesn't work. And then you look at the automatic version, which I drove for the second half of the day in the afternoon, and I found that the automatic version becomes the winner here, because in terms of fuel consumption, when you're driving an automatic Qashqai, it was a lot better. My choice would definitely be automatic, even though the CVT gearbox is a bit slow when it changes. If I had to pick one, I'd stick to the automatic. The manual didn't actually impress me that much.
All right. Sounds like you liked it. Jacob Moshoga, thank you very much. As always, reflecting on the new Nissan Qashqai with some small updates for 2018, and an article will drop on ewn.co.za this Monday.